to sort of, they are the promised land. They've got huge exposure. Their businesses are worth billions of dollars, and rightly so, because they've done some of the things that obviously we're going through those stages of doing at the moment. Just a bit of background on why plans. So we're actually through a Series B now, so this slide may be slightly old. But essentially, we're a real-time going-out platform, a ticketing platform. The answer we try to solve and we want to own is, what are you doing tonight? It's a big question. And on the base of it, we serve up a curated list of great things to do. In London, for instance, tonight, there'll be a curated list of great things to do, supplied by Wideplan. Very much a two-tap process, very convenient, personalised and curated based on who you are, where you are, and where you're going. So there's about 2,000 versions of the app running right now just in London. 25% of Londoners have now installed Wideplan on their phones. I think we've got about 1.3 billion downloads for the product. So it's been extremely popular, it's been taken on extremely well. But as with any business, we have challenges, and those are the things that I'm going to speak to you guys about tonight. But the problem we're solving is that one. A big problem to solve. The founders, again, you know, similar story. They came up with the idea simply because they had recently moved to London. They just couldn't find anywhere to go where there's a directory of great things to do that were convenient, easy, and very simple to have a look at and obviously go to and book. And we also, you know, thinking about the marketplace that we're in, there's a huge amount of ticketing inventory across from cinemas to music venues to theatres that goes unsold. And Wideplan's job is to try and fulfil some of that, that unsold inventory. I mean, cinemas, for instance, operate at 15% capacity, if you can believe that. So, you know, 85% of all cinemas at any one time actually have no one in them. Hence, in the popcorn business more than the cinema business. Sports live music slightly higher, but there's a huge amount of unsold inventory. And that's the sort of sweet spot that we initially tried to go after as a brand. And again, we've been very lucky. We had actually Ashton Kutcher come into London, and he couldn't find anything to do, so he downloaded Wideplan, used it, and became an investor.